Welcome to Off the Cuff. My name is Dean Vitale, and I'm sitting across from our lifelong pastor, John Bell. And this is the podcast that Amazing Men Ministries does, and we're glad that you're here. We ask you to share this so other people could hear some of this important information that John gives us from Scripture. So this is our second episode when we're talking about the Gospels. So John, let's tee it off with that same question to get everybody up to speed. Why did God give us four Gospels?
The basis of the four Gospels actually comes from the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, there are prophecies about Jesus the Messiah. And one of the things that troubles me at times is people don't read the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And the Old Testament is, you can classify the Old Testament as preparation, and you can classify the New Testament as fulfillment, right? Mm-hmm. So preparation, and then when you get to the New Testament, you get fulfillment of all of that. So in the Old Testament, you have over 300 prophecies about Jesus the Messiah. And then you have four different explanations of who he is. And the four Gospels actually correspond. So let me give you three of them, okay? We'll start with three. The very first one is in Ezekiel chapter 1. There is a picture in heaven, and there are four they're called winged creatures, you know, and sometimes they're called seraphim, sometimes they're called cherubim, but
different names for angels.
Well, they're beyond angels, okay. Right? And we don't even know if they are angels, but they certainly.
That's interesting. Right. I didn't know that. I thought those were the classifications of angels.
These particular four.
Oh, okay.
Right? These particular four. Why? Because they're very unique. I'm just going to call them winged creatures because that's what Ezekiel kind of, okay. You know, that's how he presented it. But they are over the throne of God. By the way, you see these same creatures in Revelation 4.
What do you mean over? You mean like physically over?
They're not, like flying over.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. The throne, around the throne of God.
Nothing's over than God. I just want to make sure.
No. They're right. Kind of. that's why I say we're not really even sure, because they're so connected to who Christ is. Here's how they're connected to who Christ is. each one of these winged creatures has four faces.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and they're kind of intimidating, right? Kind of almost, I hate to say ugly, but almost ugly.
No. They're more overwhelming than
majestic.
They're majestic. That's okay. A better way of saying it.
All right.
Like if you saw them, you'd be, oh my goodness, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's to amaze you.
Wow.
They're they actually in Isaiah, they're there, and they say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." The whole earth is filled with his glory, right? So they're there basically to point to, I would say, Jesus, to point to God, okay? Mm-hmm. So they have four faces. Now listen to these four faces, because we talked about, last time, we talked about king, servant, man, and God, right?
Right.
So one face is the face of a lion. Right, mm-hmm. And who is David? Who is Jesus? They're called the Lion of Judah, right?
Right.
And then the second face is the face of a man, right? And that's the second face is the face of an ox. I'm getting ahead of myself. Mm-hmm. The face of an ox. And what is an ox? It's a beast of burden. You know, it serves. It pulls heavy loads. You know, it does what the master tells it to do. The third is the face of a man. And what's that a picture of? It's a picture of Jesus as the perfect man. Mm. And then the fourth is an eagle. And people say, why is it an eagle? Because an eagle soars above the earth, right?
Wow.
And that's what you see.
Wow.
And that's that John 1:14. So you have this eagle flying above the earth in heaven.
Wow.
And then it says, and it doesn't talk. Here's the transition. There's no story of the nativity. There's no story of the birth. Here's the transition. And the Word, which is soaring above, the Word became flesh. So here's my take on those. Mm-hmm. And also in the book of Revelation, you have them again. You have the throne of God. You have the throne of God. And then Jesus appears. And at first he's presented as the Lion of Judah.
Yes.
And John says, then I looked and I saw a lamb, right?
Right.
So he's the Lion and the Lamb. But he still has these same four faces, these, and they're there to show this is the full orbed ministry of Jesus Christ. He is the Lion of Judah. He's the servant of God. He's the perfect man. And he is the eagle that soared, that transitioned and came to this earth and became a man. So
wow.
And there's four. There's four, Dean.
Yeah.
You know, people say, why are there four gospels? It's like, because there's four faces on those seraphim. Okay.
What a connection. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never made that.
Here's a second one, and this is an interesting one. A lot of people don't know this, but one of the names of the Messiah that was understood by the rabbis was, he was called the Branch. Like, the Messiah was called the Branch.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, comes from Isaiah 11, then a shoot will spring from the root of Jesse. And a branch from his and from the I'm sorry. Then a shoot will spring from the trunk of Jesse. It means trunk of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. So he's called the Branch. In other words, you see that word branch, and it's like you got to pay attention to it. So in Jeremiah chapter 23, listen to what he's called. He's called the Branch of David. Okay, so what's he being presented as there? He's being presented as the king. Okay, you go to Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 8, and he's called my servant, the Branch. Then you go to Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12, and he's called a man whose name is Branch. Then you go to Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 2, and he's called the Branch of the Lord. So what do you have? You have those same four pictures. And it's using that illusion of the Messiah who's called the Branch. So he is the Branch of David. So he's the king. He's my servant, the Branch, that corresponds to Mark. He is a man whose name is Branch. It corresponds to the perfect man presented in Luke. And then he's called in Isaiah, the Branch of the Lord, which corresponds to the Gospel of John. So that's, all right, so that's another picture. So in other words, what the Old Testament, and this is why there's four Gospels, if you want to know the truth, because it corresponds to the preparation of the coming of the Messiah. And he's presented with four dimensions, right? And then I'll give you the last one. The last one is, it's interesting, because in the last one, he is called, you look for this word. Here's the key to this word, behold, right?
Right.
It's behold. So when you see behold, pay attention. Because in Zechariah 9:9, it says, behold, he's talking to, remember he says, the daughters of Zion. And he says, behold, your king is coming. And that's fulfilled, by the way, in the triumphal entry of Jesus, right? That prophecy was fulfilled right there. And then next, in Isaiah 42:1, God says, behold my servant. So now we've got Matthew, you know, where it says, behold your king. Now behold my, and by the way, he doesn't say, behold your servant. He says, behold your king. But here he says, behold my servant. Why? Because he's a servant of God. Then in Zechariah 6:12, which we talked about before, or actually we didn't talk about this one, but it says, the Lord says, behold a man, all right? And by the way, this is exactly what Pontius Pilate, after he had examined Jesus, mm-hmm. he brought him out before the crowd, and you know what he said? Behold the man.
Wow.
Yeah. And then last of all, he says in Isaiah 40, verse 9, he says, the Lord says, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. This is why there's four gospels, because there's four faces, because there's four branches, because there's four beholds. And so what God is doing, and so each gospel, as we said in the first session, each gospel corresponds to these four presentations of who Jesus is.
Wow.
It's kind of mind-blowing, isn't
it? Yeah, well, it is. And then, you know, it's like when you do this to me, it's like I've read all that, but I've never made those connections. Mm-hmm. I've never, you know, drew those lines. Mm-hmm. So is that because I wasn't paying attention? I mean, where do you, how does this happen where you say, I see that now? Mm-hmm. Because the behold, and then the other question is what language was this actually spoken, and how does that language, I don't want to say changes anything, but let's say supports everything.
Yeah, so the Old Testament was originally written in Hebrew, starting with Moses.
Right.
Right? The first five books. Then the rest of it was written. But then 200 years before the birth of Jesus, 70 rabbis, the Pharaoh of Egypt requested that 70, the wisest, the most learned rabbis, and this actually comes out of Egypt, which was being ruled by Greeks at that point. He called for a Greek version of the entire Old Testament.
Now you see, is this you? Do you know all this because of your years studying with the Jewish people?
And yeah, someone asked me the other day. They said, yeah, "How do you know all this?
How do you know all this?"
And I said, "Okay, I don't look it, but I'm 72.
I got it. Yeah.
So here's what that means. And so I've been in ministry for nearly 50 years.
Right.
But you have to remember also, I grew up in a home where we read the Bible every year. We would sit down and read the Bible every night, even when I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. You know, you go through that stage where,
right,
oh,
right,
man.
Sometimes that's, you know, last week for me sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't want, I'm like.
Well, we would do it like this. I mean, there, you know, at any given time, there could be up to seven of us in the room. Yeah. But I mean, not my youngest brother's David, so he didn't have to read.
right.
But I honestly think I learned to read. Reading the Bible, because mm-hmm. I took great joy out of pronouncing, you know, those names,
right,
like Jehoshaphat,
yeah,
Jeconiah, and, you know, it's like, right, I would, right, figure those, Methuselah, you know, I love those, because, you know, words have always been important to me.
Yeah.
So, and then on top of that, I've just, you know, my brother and I talked once about devotions, and I was telling him about stuff I remember from that. He goes, I don't remember any of it, John.
You see? That's what I mean. It's just, but I mean, it had a come.
But don't forget, here's another thing.
Go ahead.
I worked in among the Jewish people.
I know, that's
for
right.
For 14 years.
Right, that's
so
right.
So here's what you have to know about that. I could not use the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to dig deep. And I, you know, you've probably never seen this before, but there is a book called, I think it's called The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah. It's written by Alfred Edersheim. It's about two inches thick.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you want understanding a lot of these things, he was in his last year of rabbinic study and came to Jesus.
Okay, give us the name again.
Alfred Edersheim, Edersheim.
And the name of the book?
The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah. But it's just a brilliant book. It's just brilliant. So, you know, there's a lot of, it's one of those things. It's really a reference book. Most people would look at it as a reference book. But, you know, I always wanted to be prepared because in working among the Jewish people, as I said, they're only going to accept it
mm-hmm.
if it's in what they call the Tanakh, which is the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
So,
excellent. All right, so there's so many more questions that we have, but we're going to stop this episode at this time, and we're going to invite you to listen to the next episode. And I still want to get into the characteristics of each of the men.
Okay.
And there's some other questions. Mm-hmm. So if you're enjoying what you're listening to, remember you can go to our website, amazingmenministries.com, and it's always there posted, and we don't take anything down. It's always free. That's the way John wants it, and that's the way we present it. So it's always free. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X as well. On behalf of our lifelong pastor and teacher, our Rabbi John Bell, I'm Dean Vitale saying thanks for listening. We look forward to you to tune in next time.